السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتساب, how are you this morning? أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat. Allah Ta'ala grant you good health. مفتساب, the platform is yours this morning.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وسليم كريم. We missed you yesterday. We took Moana Ismail Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to all our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, Brother Dawood Mota, and Brother Zakaria Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Shawwal 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 33, Suratul Ahzab, the coalition, and verses 72-73, Insha'Allah al-Aziz, we will complete and conclude the surah. We will complete the surah and chapter today. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us what happened. Almighty Allah created the entire universe in 6 days, and thereafter, Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun, we. Why? Almighty Allah is stamping His majesty, sovereignty, authority, a symbol and a sign of heed, of respect and reverence. So He, Almighty Allah, states, Inna aradna al-amanata. Indeed, definitely, surely, we presented this amana, this religion of Islam, the obedience to Almighty Allah, to carry out the do's, to abstain from the don'ts. All that we then presented it, ala samawati wal ard, to the heavens and the skies, to the land and the sand, to the creation, wal jibal and the mountains, everything that seems so big and magnanimous and so huge. So the skies, the land, the sand, the planet earth, the mountains, fa abayna ay yahmilnaha. Each one of them refused and they said, Ya Allah, we cannot carry this. It's way beyond us. We cannot fulfill the responsibility. It was a choice Almighty Allah gave them to accept or reject it. وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا. And they were terrified about this amanat and distrust entrusted to them. وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا. So they were fearing and terrified with it. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, it was presented to him. He, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, was, is, will always be the spiritual father of humanity, Adam and Eve. So Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyida Hawa, with the tajdeed, a shadda on the waw, not Hawa, Hawa, H-A-W-W-A. So Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, our spiritual mother. So he, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, said, fine, I will carry it, I will fulfill the responsibility. And Almighty Allah created him for this purpose. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, that I am going to place a vicegerent, a personality on this earth to fulfill my laws on this earth. So all the others, Almighty Allah asked them initially, so that is for itmame hujjat. Itmame hujjat means that none of them subsequently must object and inquire and say, but we were not given the chance. No, everybody was given a chance. But you refused it, rejected it, and insan, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, he took it and accepted this responsibility. Today we say we are 8 billion plus people on this earth, more than 1 billion in India alone, more than 1 billion alone in China. So imagine that is quarter of the world's population. Innahu kana zaluman jahula. But if you look at this Hazrat Insan, if you look at this masterpiece, who is he? Zaluma, a great, great oppressor. Majority of them committing shirk. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Chapter number 31 and verse number 13. Almighty Allah states the biggest form of oppression, transgression is shirk. People worshipping idols, people saying and ascribing sons and daughters to Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is wahdahu la sharika lahu, one alone. And qul huwallahu ahad, one and only. Allahu samad, totally independent. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, not the father of anyone, not the child of anyone, no siblings, no parents, nothing. And chapter 112 is explained Tawheed, one is the meaning of oneness and unity in Islam. So all that happened, but if you look at human being today, they have become big, big zalims and oppressors. See what's happening in Gaza al-Mubarakah and Palestine, and the two biggest terrorists on this earth currently, the state of Israel, the haramis they are, and the terrorists that are carrying out terrorism, and Israel and their father, illegitimate, both of them, America. Both super terrorists, both occupiers of haram places, remember, Jahula, and absolutely ignorant. They're not aware of what the consequences, ramifications will be for their actions. And see how humiliated they are. America humiliated in every university almost in America today. Their own children, their own people, their own jutlas are turning against them. And Israel is a rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime the day it was created 75 years ago. So that is human nature today. So why did Almighty Allah give this and entrust this responsibility to human being, the masterpiece of Allah's creation? It's a test, it's a trial. That those who will pass it, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will grant them that great success. Come the day, you will pass with distinction and you will be given such bounties and favors beyond human perception and comprehension. لِيُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ, so that Almighty Allah will punish those male and female who are hypocrites, who only pay lip service to Islam, but the hearts are devoid of Iman. You took this MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, 100% Munafiq, all the men, women following him. Then you take Emirates and you take Dubai, Abu Dhabi, you take Bahrain, Jordan, Egypt, all the pharaohs and all of them. All pakka munafiqeen and murtads and ghattar and traitors to Islam. If you have true Islamic law, then the whole lot must be shot to death. Man baddala deenahu faqtulu, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. When you have a murtad, then for them it is the death penalty, capital punishment for them. Wal mushrikeen wal mushrikat, and those who are ascribing somebody something to Almighty Allah, the men and women. Look at it, therefore I mentioned, you take India and you take China, we've been to these countries, and you see India, 1 billion plus people, 70-80% mushrik, idol worshippers, Hindus. You go there, you must remember to China, they follow the Buddhist religion, otherwise the communists, and so forth. So idols everywhere, and so forth, and so on. So the male and the female who are polytheists, idol worshippers, Allah will continuously punish them. If they are sane and they are adults and they passed away with dead faith, then the punishment will continue forever. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 48. And for the munafiqeen and hypocrites, Almighty Allah mentions chapter 4, verse 145. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, they will be in the lowest dungeon and prison of Jahannam, the hellfire. Allah protect us all. For me and you, people of faith, yes, we commit vices, we commit sins, we are human beings, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, Almighty Allah says, I made you the best in this entire universe, and I know you are going to commit vices and sins. When our clothes get dirty, we don't throw them away. We place them in the washing machine. They spin and spin in the washing machine and come out pure and clean. So similarly, O Muslim, every day read Salatu Tawbah. 2 rakats for repentance, Ya Allah, I admit I'm guilty at charge. There are no mitigating circumstances, but at the same time, I believe you are ghaffar, you are of forgiving, very forgiving. I believe from the inner recesses of my heart, you are sattar, you covered all our vices, our sins. People think we are good, but you know our vices, our sins. Everything is in your knowledge, nothing is hidden and obscure from you. So Allah's fadl, Allah's karam, Allah's ihsan, Allah ta'ala's jood, His grace, mercy, benevolence, generosity. وَيَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ And Allah will accept the tawbah and the sincere repentance of those believing men and believing women. Allah is inspiring us. People came to Sayyidina Ali, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardaah, and asked him for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah. Verses, 114 chapters, 540 ruku and sections in the noble Quran. So which verse inspired you the most, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda answered, chapter 39, verse 53, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. We and you commit sin, we commit mistakes, we do this, we do that. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned, never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا Verily Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. But me and you, again we look for shortcut. التَّوْبَةُ مِثْلُ الْحَوْبَةِ That's the law in Islam. If I committed something wrong publicly, I'm on the radio now, Radio Al-Ansar International, I'm on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah, Al-Iyazu Billah, Allah forbid, I said something wrong, then I gave the wrong fatwa or verdict, Allah forbid, then it's incumbent that tomorrow, Monday, whenever, I have to rectify it on the same platform. Why? Because Tawbah is, if it's a public crime, then it must be sorted out, the apology and rectification must come in public. And if I committed a vice and a sin discreetly, privately, then I must beg Almighty Allah forgiveness privately, discreetly, between me and Almighty Allah. So people will condemn, castigate us. But Allah says, I'm prepared to give you another opportunity, another occasion. Show me that you have remorse, you have regret, you are prepared to change. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never despair and disillusion. They are in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Did you read the dua today? Read now with me, O Muslim, O Muslimah. Chapter 7, verse 151. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ O Allah Azza wa Jalla, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Whilst you alone, you are the exclusive one, the only one, who is the most merciful one to show mercy, Ya Rabbal Alameen. That is how we speak to Almighty Allah. So Allah will always forgive the believing man, believing woman, provided that we are sincere. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا And Almighty Allah is of forgiving, very, very merciful. We conclude Surah Ahzab, chapter 33, with the mercy, grace of Almighty Allah, with the barakah, wasila, and the blessing and benediction of the Master, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bless our beloved family members, our beloved parents, our beloved teachers, our mashayikh. Allah make it an isali sawab for all of them and our shuhada, our martyrs in Gaza Mubarakah, in Afghanistan, in Libya, in Sudan, in Syria, and in Kashmir, India, and wherever else. So we should always make dua for ourselves and the ummah at large. In dua, we must never become bakhil and never be stingy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Gaza genocide, day number 204 today. 51 brothers, sisters, children murdered and martyred in Gaza by the Jutlad, Harami, super terrorists with American munition. And America is supporting them, and the whole world can see who are the real criminals and so forth. One Israeli killed and dispatched into Jahannam. We say Alhamdulillah, we're very happy about that. We have no sympathy, empathy for them. 18 Israelis seriously injured. We're very happy about that as well. Hezbollah is busy. You understood? The Hezbollah Shaitan, we call them. But yeah, we support them. Anybody causes harm to America's interests and Israel's interests, it can be atheist also. It can be a harami like Putin also, we'll support him. So 30 rockets fired at northern Israel by Hezbollah. Well done, you must have put more rockets. 200,000, quarter million Jutlas ran away from there. So remember, they're begging Hezbollah for a ceasefire. They say no ceasefire till you have permanent ceasefire with Hamas. You see how Allah has made a ring around them. One side, that side in Lebanon, Hezbollah Shaitan is there, Hezbollah. Yemen, the Ansarullah, the Houthis are there. So Ansarul Shaitan. Then you got Iran. Iran is always playing double. So Chor ko kahega, tum chori karo. Malik ko kahega, ke the chor is coming. You never understood that. They will tell the crook to go and steal. And they will tell the owner that some crook is coming tonight to your shop. That is, to sum it up, that is Iran, if you know their history. The campuses in United States of America, from New York right up to New Mexico, all on fire. Literally, no, on figuratively. And they are shouting and screaming, and thousands of Jutlas and Jewish students are participating. Viva, viva, Palestina. Viva, viva, Palestina. From the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. And the world is witnessing this. What can they do? You said it is something that is core in every university, freedom of speech. But now they say, no, this is anti-Semitism. This is against the Jutlas. Go to hell. We're not interested in that. We are speaking the truth that you have murdered more than 40,000 people already in Gaza al-Mubarakah. You have injured and wounded more than 100,000 there already. It's not a war. It's a genocide. It's ethnic cleansing. And it is a crime against humanity. And you, ICC and ICJ, you are just pigs with lipstick on your lips. Remember that? Yes, that is the words of George Galloway. And we concur and agree with him. Long time the warrant of arrest should be given for Benjamin Netanyahu and all his ministers, Ben Gvir and Smotrich and all these haramis. They're not terrorists, they're murderers and super terrorists, remember this. But because they Jutla and because America is being bribed by them, American politicians in the Congress, majority of them are what? They are political prostitutes. That's what they have done. They have sold their soul to the devil, and they terrified that these people will plan something on their computers, that they are guilty of raping children or watching porn or watching this or watching that, and they just collect money, and therefore, you know, money is sweeter than honey. So what are they saying on these campuses from New York right up to, I visited some of them. I visited George Washington University. I visited other universities. I had to meet some people there and so forth. Twice in 2000, I went to America. They're saying that you must divest from Israel. You must have nothing to do with them. And all this funding that we are subsidizing, when nothing must go there, not $1 must go there. And we don't want any connection with them. Tell them to go to hell. They are murderers and they are contributing to the genocide there. Majority of them, they are naming, shaming, nailing the Israelis. And Almighty Allah has mentioned this more than 1400 years ago. Chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will definitely send against the Chutlas and the Jews and the Zionists and all those who are with them. Punishment, the worst, worst punishment, and this will continue till the day of justice. Imagine they terrified these Jutlas. What is happening? Our own children, our own Jews have turned against us. And that is what you're seeing in the campuses. Well done to you students in America. Ben Gvir Harami, Minister of Security, yesterday, that his driver shot a red robot. He thought he's in South Africa. And then accident took place. He's injured. He should frack. We will be very happy, good riddance to him. But he didn't die, the Harami. We hope he's more injured than he thinks. And we don't make dua for that Harami. We say he must go straight to hell. 18, okay, I gave you that one, 18 Israelis seriously wounded. So they said that you must remember this is a genocide and not a war. That is what is also the slogan there in the campuses. Hamas is demanding a permanent ceasefire. And Israel says, no, there'll be a temporary one, and then after 1, 2, 3 months, they'll start attacking. So Hamas say, if that's what you want, we're ready. We prepared to go all the way. إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ. Either we take shahadat and martyrdom, or either Allah gives us victory. And the world has seen victory is for who? Where can the Israelis go now? In the words of Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, rahimahullah, nawwar Allahu marqadahu, the founder of Hamas in 1987, I don't say you must believe in this. This is just an opinion. You accept it, very good. You reject it, there's no sin on you. He, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, nawwar Allahu marqadahu, used to say, by the year 2027, Israel will be wiped off the map and the world. Remember that there'll be no country like the road terrorist Nazi regime and Jutla regime of Israel. And things are going in that direction. The whole world is hating them. So remember, 37 million tons of debris lying in Gaza currently. It'll take them years and years to clear all that. Burkina Faso has done very well. You see, our African countries, some of them are really waking up. So they suspended the services of the BBC, that is Sunak and all of them, and they suspended VOA, the Voice of America. Said, you all are full word propaganda and talk a lot of nonsense, just get out from here. Well done. Those whiteys, you must give them a slap on their cheek and give them a bloody nose. That's the language they will understand. They want their white hegemony. They consider people like me and you, Africans and so forth, Indians, colored, and you know, under apartheid, we had four categories, and blacks and Africans. So a second, third, fourth class. So you teach them a lesson. They say Soros is funding the pro-Palestinian protest. Bibi Netanyahu say, how can all these marches take place on the campuses in America? It's anti-Semite. So Bernie Sanders shut him up properly and shut the Israeli government up. He said, you murdered more than 33,000-34,000 people. Majority of them, men, women, and innocent children who had nothing to do with Hamas. You murdered them. You murdered more than, you injured more than 60,000-70,000 people. You are the ones who attacked and you closed 26 hospitals in Gaza. You destroyed the mosque, you destroyed the churches, you destroyed everything. And you come in to speak of anti-Semite. There's no anti-Semite in this. We are highlighting the facts to the world because the American regime is an accomplice in this crime of this genocide. And he gave them such a good lecture. He is one straight guy, Bernie Sanders, that he hasn't taken money, you see, from these Jutlas, Haramis, and so forth. The others, they just have to sing like canaries with the Jutlas because you must do a financial audit on all of them. Listen to this donkey. That's all I can call him, donkey. So remember the Secretary of State of America, Blinken. Pakka Harami, Pakka Jutla, Pakka Jew. So remember that what he says is threatening China. He says, you know what? That if you're going to keep very good ties with Russia, then some consequences will come to you, threatening China. If China and Russia came together, what they will do with America? So you must remember, China told him, Blinken, you go to hell. You don't come and threaten us here. So we know how you say you got an ironclad relationship with Israel. We also got an ironclad relationship with Russia. And you don't come and tell us who our friends must be and so forth and so on. The flotilla, Freedom Flotilla, is still stuck there in Turkey. And the United States of America, you must call them the United Snakes of America. And the rogue terrorist regime of Israel, they're playing the cat and mouse game, delaying it all the time. And Erdogan, he just talk, he can't do anything. So send them, and then you must remember, people are there waiting, whether it's Christian, whether it's Jew, whether it's Muslim. They want to break the siege of 17 years there in the biggest open prison in the world. So the world is now changing. The world is moving in direction of Palestine. And they're saying, Israel, you misled us. You deceived us. You told us you have the most moral army. You told us you have democracy. We realize now, after 75 years, that was a big fraud and a big shame. And look at the other harami. That is Modi. So Modi there, the butcher of Gujarat. In India, voting goes on. Voting will carry on for 6 weeks. They are not voting for democracy. They are voting for autocracy. He wants there must be a war between Hindus and Muslims, and then he will blame the Muslims. So that is what they want. More than 400 bodies retrieved there in Gaza al-Mubarakah, and clear evidence that the men, women, and children were executed, their hands fastened behind their backs, and they were executed, and they were buried in a mass grave. If you don't call that a war crime, if you don't call that murder, and you don't call that, you must have ethnic cleansing, then what will it be? And still the ICC and the ICJ and the European and American countries and so forth, they're saying, no, we will investigate and so forth. If it was Muslims, oh, then straight away, no investigation needed. These are the Muslim terrorists. Islam teaches terrorism. These are all haramis. Who's doing all this? The Christians and the Jews and whoever else is helping them. So the biggest terrorists on earth, America and Israel, we need to name them and shame them. One guy who belonged to Belgium, he was murdered by the Israelis. Belgium summoned the Israeli ambassador in Brussels and told him, how dare you kill our people? So they're getting named and shamed and disgraced throughout the whole world. Remember that. And thereafter, remember that I told you about the story, two stories of South Africa. So we will be entering stage 5. Remember, after elections, winter is coming. So May 29 is your election in South Africa. Who are you going to vote for? You make istikhara, whether you're going to vote or not. You don't vote, is no sin. You vote, then which party to vote for? TA is haram, the devil's alliance. So remember that you should be voting. If you vote, thing makes it that istikhara say, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli, oh Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me, and then you cast your vote. To our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, he became a dada now. His son, maybe 3 years ago or so, I performed his son's nikah, Hafiz Ismail's nikah. So Hafiz Ismail, mashallah, last night his wife gave birth to a baby boy. Straight away they named him Muhammad. Oh, Sarukariya, very good you did. So we say Mubarak Badi to our brother Muhammad Ikhlas, his wife, and to our Muhammad Yusuf uncle, mashallah. Tita Vatta Vatta Dada Ne Masi Vatti Vatti Dadi Chivi Aihane. So they didn't become grandparents, they became great-grandparents. I don't know how many times now, 10 times, 12 times, mashallah. They're counting and still going strong. Yesterday I was with uncle, grandfather, you see. I told him, Haji, me and you, we sit together. I the chairman, you see. He's the chairman of Capital Group. So Allah Ta'ala make Muhammad, Hamza, all of them and all the children, mashallah, all sons coming one way. So they will be the future chairmen and all that of the Capital Group. Allah bless them, grant them more and more capital, and Allah Ta'ala grant them more hufaz and ulama, inshallah al-aziz. So Haji Ikhlas, Mubarak to you. Allah maj'al wukurrata a'yun lil-walidain walil-ajdaad. Allah jalla wala make our Muhammad a coolness for his parents' eyes and grandparents' eyes. Jee Ma Salim Kareem, we have 17 minutes.
Jee Mufti Saab, this family run walk schedule today, Saturday, starts at 6:30 a.m. No mention is made of Fajr is at 5:45. Families will be arriving early, but how many will perform their Fajr Salah and come? May Allah protect us. Mufti Saab, your view on this.
Remember that few days ago, I condemned it on air and I said this whole fun walk is absolutely haram for male, female and everybody. Number two is this, if Muslim organizations are involved, we must condemn them. Remember, we don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any media or anybody. Wrong is wrong. Any politician or any country. Therefore, when Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizullah, our Ustad, wrote a whole article against it, so I sent it out to thousands of people, and sometimes I send message to them, send it you to other thousands of people as well. Wrong is wrong. We must admit it. There's no such thing. How can you have a fun run Fajr time, and men and women, and then you say, take your picnic basket and so forth, and the woman running, their breasts and bosoms will be going up and down, and is Jais all this in the name of Islam. Absolutely haram, remember that. So for Muslims to participate, non-Muslims do it their business. We're speaking of Muslims. Absolutely haram to do all these things. The problem today with the Ummah is one. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. They want to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and they want to please Satan, Lucifer as well, and then collect money from everybody. That's the problem with the Ummah today. You have to work. When you say Muslim, Muslim means that I submit, I surrender to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, what the Quran Sharif teaches us. I submit and surrender lovingly, willingly, sincerely to you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what the Sunnah Mubarakah taught us. We surrender to the Sahaba, we will follow you as Allah commanded us in chapter 9, verse 100. And we will follow the Awliyaullah as mentioned in chapter 31, verse 15. And we will follow the four schools of thought. That is our deen of Islam. Not follow our whims, fancies and base desires. That's a path of disaster and ruin.
Mufti Saab spoke about names like Zunaid being Junaid. Is Zulekha correct name or is it Zulekha, Mufti Saab, which is correct?
So remember I told you there's no name like Zunaid, it is Junaid. So when you study, remember Surah Yusuf, then you will find Zulekha. So that's the proper name, not Zulekha. Our people say Julie, Julie, Julie. So Julie, Julie, no name here. So Julie, Julie, you're running the July handicap just now. So you must remember that Zulekha. So we must learn to pronounce the names correctly. فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَاءَكُمْ Hadith Sharif in Mishkat Abu Dawood. Choose good names and pronounce it. And Quran tells us this. Chapter 7, verse 180. Surah 7, verse 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدُؤُوهُ بِهَا Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah Jalla Wala by His wonderful, beautiful 99 names. And then, second sentence, وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِ Shun and leave those people who are corrupting the names of Almighty Allah. I give you two, three examples. It's so common. Abdul Ghaffar is your name. My brother passed away 2002. His name Abdul Ghaffar. But people corrupted it. Jeff, Jeff, Jeff. Quran says that you must shun and leave such people who corrupt the names of Almighty Allah.
So Abdul Sattar. So now we make Sattari, Sattari, Siti, Sutu, all that. Since when all that is permissible? So we are corrupting the names of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Allah. That's absolutely haram. Quran is telling you. Chapter 7, verse 180. So we need to wake up and understand these terminologies and the verdicts properly, what Islam is really teaching us.
Mufti Sahab, the Jamaat brothers in the locality have been handing out ulama cards for the ijtima. Ulama will get better food and seatings. Mufti Sahab, your comment on this.
That also I sent out. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib wrote a whole article on that. And remember that I sent it out. And one Jamaat brother contacted me. So he said this, that. I said, see, I give you one example. I'm going to the ijtima today. I got the early flight. After my lecture there, 11:15 to 12, then I'll be leaving. I'll go to Durban Airport, inshallah, I'll read Zuhur Salat there, board the plane, and then we'll be at home, Asr time, read Asr, and then I'll go ijtima. So Maghrib, I'll read there, and we'll see how long we're going to sit there, and so forth. So anyway, but I will be there, Maghrib time, and after Maghrib, inshallah, that is the plan, if everything goes to schedule, inshallah, Aziz. Tabligh Jamaat, ijtima is the best work in the world. But you see, in the words of Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Devla Sahib Hafidahullah, he said, Chan baate qabile islah. I heard this himself from him. Hazrat said that certain things we are doing, we must bring about islah in it. We have to rectify it, and if people criticize us, we must admit this is a weakness. So that brother who contacted me, I told him, see, I give you my personal example. Once I entered the ijtima, so all the hazrats, you know, the big ulama and awliyaullah and whoever was sitting there. So these security chamchas, we call them, the sidekicks, you know, they came. Mufti Sahab, come, you can meet. Hazrat is here. So I went, then I stopped halfway, you know, I went away. So they asked me what's wrong. I said, because I'm on media, I'm famous now, you want to take me there. If my brother Ahmed, Muhammad and them come, you'll take them. So they all kept quiet. I said, that's the trouble with you. I say, when Hazratji, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, you met him, O Salim Kareem. We met him several times. So remember, Hazratji Nawwarallahu Marqadahu of Jalalabad passed away on a Friday in 1992. When he came to South Africa, 5 times he came to South Africa. So I remember very well, Allah reward the Kasuji family. They would try their best. But you get these chamchas, you know, the sidekicks. People come from Newcastle, Ladysmith, Durban. They say, Hazrat se milna hai, Hazrat aram kar rahe, Hazrat. Mona A.S. Desai one day heard us. He kicked all of them out. They say, you chamchas, you get out from here. You are causing the biggest trouble here. You see. So that is the big problem. That the Hazrat don't know anything about this, the big people, but these chamchas, these sidekicks, they are the ones who cause all the problems and so forth and so on. They want to become the Hazrat themselves. So these are qabil islah. We have to rectify all these issues. So remember, Tabligh Jamaat is the best thing. There are few shortcomings. Allah Jalla, we all got shortcomings. Allah forgive us all, but I will be there in the ijtima tonight, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I want to know why and how is it permissible ratib in Islam? It is practiced mainly by the Malay community, ratib.
First and foremost, we must know what is ratib. Don't worry, I'm still on air. I haven't died or something. When we just, you know, drink water, the woman, they think this mortar is gone. Wantakala ila rahmatillah. Live on air, he's gone for Mi'raj, you understood? So anyway, we're still kicking. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alam. First of all, you must know what is ratib and all that. And you must understand the context of it. So you see, when you study Islam in South Africa, Islam came in South Africa and it started in Cape Town. Where was the first Quran Sharif written? By Imam Tuan Guru, Rahimahullah. In the year 1781 to 1793, The 13 years he spent at Robben Island, you know it because of the kuffar and the people who were there who sold South Africa out. Why you don't go and promote the Islamic and Muslim contribution? So he, Imam Tuanguru Rahimahullah, he was from that part of the world, Malaysia, Indonesia, and so forth. They sent him this country. They said, no, send him further. Sent him right to the end of the world as far as they were concerned. Incarcerated for 13 years. He was a sheikh. He was a hafiz. With his own Mubarak hand, he wrote the Quran Sharif. That original Quran, the ulama of Cape Town, Cape Town kept it in the safety vault. If you want to see the photocopy, go there to Hyatt Regency Hotel, which was the old Hilton in Boerkop in Cape Town, and just walk 200-300 meters. You will see the masjid there. So Owal Masjid, Masjid Owal, 1794, 200 years before our democracy. That was your first masjid in the history of South Africa. Go look at the showcase, you will see a Quran Sharif there. That's what he wrote. But that's not the original. You know, South Africa is a nation of crooks today, majority. So they feared somebody will steal the Quran. So they made a photocopy, and the original they put in the safety vault. Well done to the Cape Town ulama. So when these slaves came, go to Makassar and go see Sheikh Yusuf of Makassar and all of them. So then they used to sing, they used to praise Allah, they had some there, some that, they had Ratib and all these things, they had Haddad and all this, you must remember that. So this custom, tradition just carried on and so forth and so on. This was for them something that kept them together. But it is not permissible when it violates the Sharia. See, I give you an easy example. People say, how can you condemn Qawwali? Qawwali is very great, they say some people. They're praising Allah Ta'ala, they're praising Nabi Alayhi Salaam. So I say, we got no problem when you praise Allah Ta'ala, when you praise Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But when you bring your ding-dong, ting-a-ling-dung-dung and all that, you got your guitar there, you got your drums there, and Shabazz calendar, job number and all that, and then the guy gets hal and all that and jumping. So the one mota, the ratib was on, the qawwali was on. He started jumping. They asked him, kya hua bhai? He said, mujhe to hal ho gaya hai. I got hal. And he, Sheikh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, wrote the whole book on this, which I have. Raqs, you must remember, and al-wajd. So people say, me to raqs me ho gaya, and wajd me ho gaya. I went into another state of ecstasy, you must remember that. So they told him, bhai, bait jao. He said, no. So one guy came, he told him, better sit down, your trouser got a big hole at the back. Then quietly he sat down to hal khatam ho gaya. That's the old actors, you must remember this. So like the Maulvis today, actors on TV, and the same thing this is. So our objection is not on the words. Our objection is not on the zikr. Our objection is when you start dancing and jiving. Our objection is when the men, women all start intermingling. Our objection is when the videos are taken. Our objection is the music holder. So that is our objection. So whether you want to call it Ratib, you want to call it Haddad, you want to call it Qawwali, all those are condemned in Islam because of the outside factors that you brought inside. That is what Islam is teaching us.
Mufti Saab, as a Muslim, can I build and sell coffins?
Not permissible. They're on that coffin, they'll tell you, you must write Jesus in the name of our Lord. They will tell you, Jesus, son, you'll have to put some nishani, some sign and all that there. Quran Sharif taught us a golden maxim. And what is the golden maxim? Chapter 5, verse number 2. وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. That you must assist one another in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And you must remember, cooperate in vices and sins. Not permissible for Muslims. We in South Africa, we must make shukr, you must remember, that under apartheid and under democracy, we are allowed to bury our deceased. My father passed away in Ramadan 1982. At the time, the heart of, you know, remember, democracy, apartheid and so forth, 82. So we bury as normal. And after that, my mother passed away in 97. So it was democracy. So we see that, we make shukr for that. When I went to England and these places, that places, quickly I tell you two stories. In England, they invited me there in Blackburn about three, four times. So that Maulana Sidat, Maulana Ahmad Sidat, Hafizahullah told me, we are the only few places in whole of England we allowed to bury directly here. No coffin, nothing, no box, no nothing is required. You say everywhere else, 90%, they can't bury like this. So see, we take things for granted. I was in Canada there, Qarisap was there, Maulana Angar was there, if you must remember. So what he told me, I must make the janaza. I said, you make. He said, no, you make. So I performed the janaza. So I was curious to see, but I don't see no graves. So they make a hole there, all that, and they don't go inside. They bring this bulldozers and some machines they bring. They lower the body, and then they just turn it around. You put the sand, and then they put lawn on top. People are walking, and sitting there, everything. You don't even know it's a graveyard. So imagine that is how. I saw all this in Toronto myself. So brothers, sisters, every day read 2 rakat salatu shukr. And when I went my last trip 2019 to Bolivia, Santa Cruz, so everywhere, every country I went, I say, show me the masajid, show me the madrasa, show me the graveyard. I told them, this is a great Christian graveyard. I told them, I want to go Muslim graveyard. He said, no, this is the Muslim. I said, where is it? He said, no, the last row there. I said, but that's not good enough. And you have to pay $1,000 to get buried there. This Ramadan. So after that, then I came to Haramain Sharifain from Santa Cruz. So anyway, you must remember, I used to make dua, Ya Allah, don't let me die here. Please, Ya Allah. You get buried with all the non-Muslims. Wa al-hiqni bis-salihin. That we make dua, take us with Iman and Islam, and unite us with the pious people. Even after death, we want to be in the company of the pious people. That is what Islam teaches us, not in the company of the kuffar and mushrikeen and non-Muslims. Allah protect us all.
Mufti Sahib, why is there no accommodation for ladies at the Ijtima? There's enough space there.
So what do you want to go istima? So it's like you telling me that you want to come sit next to me, yeah, to see now and listen to me, yeah. So you listen there on your Bilal receiver. You listen on your radio. You listen to that. Allah said, Surah 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. So then you women must stay at home. I'm asking you ladies, when you go out, you want to go istima, you want to go hajj, you want to go, yeah, you want to go, yeah. So certain times you have to go like hajj and that. So one, I'll give you a quick story. It's the 8th of Zulhijjah, Yawmut Tarwiyah. All the Hajis, Hussein Khan of TTW, Travel and Tour World, was alive. So he always knew that one bus we must keep for the old people and I'll come with them. So he is gone, they're all gone, and everything. I'm the last one to come from the hotel. We're all sitting in the bus. So I'm asking the brother, where's your wife? He said, no, she's coming. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, so I went to her. I said, bye, you go call your wife now. Otherwise, we'll leave her and we'll leave you also. So she came after 15 minutes. I said, Ben, what happened? He said, no, I'm putting a little bit lipstick and putting a little bit lipstick and putting a little bit makeup and I handu. I said, we're going there by the shaitans, you know, Jamarat, and we're going for hajj. What do you think we're going? So that is our woman. You must remember that 90% of them, then they say they want to go masjid, they want to go idgah, they want to go istima. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ida kharajatil mar'a, when a lady leaves her home, wahiya muta'attira, and she applies lipstick, dipstick, makeup, all that, fahiya zaniya. She is an adulteress. She's a loose lady. He, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said this is authentic Sahih hadith. So that is why if you say woman must come istima, there's 5,000, 10,000 people there, you'll get 50,000 people there. They want to check the ladies out, you see, how they are. You see all the fitna. So therefore, absolutely haram for women to go masjid, to go idgah, to go istima, to run around here and there. Absolutely haram. And any Maulvi Sheikh tell you otherwise, tell him we will debate him from Quran and Hadith. We're speaking of this day, this age. Every condition is violated, remember that. absolutely haram. Inshallah, my talk will be 11:15 to 12 there, so you can listen in your house, and inshallah, that you can benefit. Allah Jalla Wala accept everybody's hajj. Allahumma jal hajjana hajjan mabrura, wa sa'yana sa'yan mashkura, wa dhambana dhamman maghfura, wa tijaratana tijaratan lan tabur. All the masajid we went to, mashallah, wonderful programs. Allah reward all the trustees, all the ulama and imams. Jazakallah khair to you, Muhammad Salim Kareem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.